Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Another week commences, as do we, and what better way to commence said week than with writer and podcaster and above the surface of the water currently, Rob Morse.
Well, given rains and floods in Louisiana, that has multiple meanings. It has neither flooded nor have I gone diving. You're absolutely right, Bill.
Well, I mean, I like to think of you in the recreational sense of diving. I mean, you've lived in Louisiana how long?
6 years, about.
6 years, about. I remember when you moved there. And last year was particularly filled with activities for you.
Far more exciting than I'd like. Yeah.
You should have maybe the HD TV or something should have had a series on you about living in Louisiana and rebuilding. Over and over, and just called it over and over again.
It would be, instead of Groundhog Day, it would be Crawfish Day. It
yeah.
Happens.
Yeah. So.
But,
anyway.
You know, I talk about a bait and switch. Biden has advertised for a number of days. Ooh, big ATF news, big ghost gun news, and I heard him and Word Salad speak in the garden. The Rose Garden, and man, they wound on and on, and finally I said, okay, I got it. I figured out what they were going to say. We'll get to it later. They're claiming that, quote, ghost gun parts are actually guns, and therefore it's shocking that you can buy them on the Internet. Well, you can buy pieces of plastic on the Internet, you knuckleheads.
This is going to be an uphill battle.
This is the attack of the headline surfers. Yes.
Yes. But I mean, like, this reminds me of, do you remember Colin Ferguson, the Long Island subway shooter?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I went to the New York Post and I saw this. And New York Post is a relatively, considering where it's at, it's pretty conservative newspaper.
Oh, yeah.
And they've got a picture of the person shot, a small picture of the person shot and the person doing the shooting, and a gigantic picture of a Poly 80 Glock 19. As if
okay,
the Glock 19 is culpable in this shooting.
Ah,
and
right.
This is where we get to the part to where I say to myself, these guys are, if this girl had been stabbed to death with a broken pool cue, it wouldn't have been news.
Exactly. Right.
It would not have been news. So, but despite all that, and despite everything else that may or may not be happening, they're going to have a very rough uphill battle on this one, because this is something that's been legal to do, build your own gun, which is basically what they're trying to do. And the other part of it is this. They have never stated, and I think they should have to state this, if they're going to get out there and say ghost guns are proliferating, then I want to know how many of those are actually factory-built guns that had the serial numbers scratched off of them.
Oh, okay. So they said, there were 20,000 ghost guns recovered by the ATF last year.
Mm-hmm.
They lie. They called any firearm with a damaged serial number a ghost gun. What the... blank. I'm going to keep you on the air, Bill. I won't. So that's subterfuge. That's misstating the facts to seduce headline surfers into thinking you've said something significant, which you haven't. Bill, here's the question that I have to ask, though. crime is up all across the United States in the last 2 years.
Right.
With Joe Biden's blaming it on guns, why wasn't there this big surge in crime earlier? Because as you point out, we've been able to build our own firearms for the last two centuries. Joe, why are you 2 years after you took office, you special?
Well, I would have to imagine it's because Joe Biden has never... Joe Biden is not a Second Amendment guy at all. I mean, nowhere near it.
Right.
He makes no...
Right.
He wants to ban 9mm pistols. I mean,
right.
He says that like that's not trying to ban all guns, but I mean, the only pistols I own currently, besides a 10mm and a 45 ACP being built, they would all be banned. Every gun I own would be banned.
Just disarmed the FBI, right? Other than that,
all of law enforcement, he's disarmed all of them.
Right.
I'm sure they would say, but they have a special need for this. And this is where we get into that part that is the funnest part of the conversation. Oh, really? How many cops got raped today? I know it's in a lot of blue cities, it's open season on cops, and I'm not trying to belittle what's going on with them. But in most places, cops don't have crimes committed against them.
Well, they do, but they're by known criminals who... Wow, that's what makes it so hard to sign up for this job. On the other hand, I was talking to an officer the other day, young guy. He goes, "I love this job. I haven't found out why yet." Are you still using? Is your range? Do you still go there with your? Was he a SWAT officer?
No, he was, but that range has been chopped up.
Oh, whoops. Okay.
I go to a private range now and I shoot, but I haven't gotten to shoot with JT in quite some time just because that range got all chopped up.
I forgot him.
Yeah.
The thing that I hope some journalist somewhere will mention is, you remember that we let tens of thousands of criminals out of jail during COVID and they didn't stop being criminals just because we were wearing masks and having the Chinese flu, and then we didn't put them back in jail when they committed new crimes? Do you think that could have anything to do with a surge in violence on the streets, Joe? Just a little? I mean, is that a deep thought, Bill? Or is that so shallow that people are just walking right over it?
I don't think it's a deep thought. I think that... for the left, where everything is a political opportunity, that only when certain things flare up, like the Sacramento shooting, that's
yes,
all of a sudden on the back burner.
Well, I agree with you there. No, I agree. I think this Rose Garden speech was a way to distract the voters from, wow, Democrats really messed up and made their cities extremely violent.
Mm-hmm.
And now Joe can say, oh, that was us. That was you Second Amendment advocates because you're inventing guns out of thin air now at home. We need to outlaw that. Baloney. But I think it's all aimed at the low information voter.
Right. Well, and it is. But the only problem with the low information voter now is I think they may be looking a little closer nowadays, just because they go to the pumps every day and they pay $5 a gallon and all this other stuff. The new awakening is happening, so hopefully that means we are getting somewhere within that particular parcel of people that vote, unfortunately. We're coming up on the break. Tell everybody how to find you real quick.
Each week, I co-host the Polite Society podcast and host Self-Defense Gun Stories. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up at Ammoland, and I get to write the weekly Armed Citizens column. Some of that I get to bring and share with you, Bill. We'll be back after the break, won't
we? We will be back after the break. Talking to Rob Morse, this is Lock and Load.
such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And I am talking to Rob Morse. I wanted to ask you, what are you carrying nowadays? Are you back? Are you still carrying the
same thing I trained with you?
Yeah. Roger Ward's pistol? Yeah. Which, now, what do you think about Roger's pistol?
I like it. I think I may have done him a slight disservice in that I bought the two halves. I should have had him work on it altogether. And I've been looking for someone to go in there and tune the Glock trigger.
You would have to send it to him, but he would definitely tune it. But I think he would probably do that if you wanted him to. But I will definitely ask him. We might make a project out of this. But I'm doing a little experiment now. Who is this? No, I can't do that right now, my friend. Have you ever heard of Shadow Systems?
Only vaguely.
So Shadow Systems mass produces a Glock clone.
Okay.
And it looks strangely to me when I look at the bottom of one. I picked one up today. It looks strangely to me like a Roger gun, to be honest with you, as far as the trigger guard and everything else.
Yes.
And I'm almost certain this is not going to fit in a Glock holster.
However,
because of the trigger guard. But I may be wrong about that one. But I digress. I'm looking at this, and I think I'm gonna test this against a stock Glock. But I think I'm also gonna test it against a stock Poly 80 that Roger built.
Okay.
And I think the stock Poly 80 that Roger built is probably going to be at least as good. If that makes any sense.
We were talking about that on Polite Society. In some sense, people who are now printing their own handguns.
Right.
I can envision where guys go, and maybe the competitors will start. They'll have the chassis like out of a SIG, right? The trigger group and a set of frame rails, and they print the body of the gun, the grip, the magazine well, around that, and, you know, my fingers aren't the same as the model's fingers that they used for the stock. I can make them anything I want. I can change the grip angle, the rotation. I can put a place for my left hand molded into the gun.
Sure.
All the things that very high-end competitors used to do, and now a guy does it with free CAD software and a polymer printer.
Yeah, I've seen some of those. I think it really depends on the polymer. Because I've seen I've seen some of the polymers that are out there, and I felt some of the lowers that some guys have, you know, printed. And when I grab that versus, say, grabbing a Poly 80 or a Glock,
right,
the polymer that they print, while it looks great, it also feels a little too hard to me.
Interesting.
But, I'm going to take this and run this gun. Now, the reason I was curious about this is because John Farnham gave up his Glock 19 for a Shadow Systems.
Okay.
AR, one of the 920, I don't know what they call them. All of them have, they're all 920s, and they have a two-letter discriminator. So the full-sized Glock 17 size gun is the DR920, which is the one I have here. And I think he probably has the Glock 19 sized, because that to him is his favorite gun. And
you going to put a dot on it?
It's ready for one. It is dot ready, so I probably will. I'm getting more and more used to him. I put two dots on guns last month, so maybe I just need to do a dot a month.
Dot of the month club. Dot of month club.
Dot of the month club. So, that's that. So, but I'm curious about this because, you know, with the 1911 clones that were out there, and the CZ clones, the CZ-75 and the 1911, two of the most clone guns out there in the world, and they're all steel guns, and there was very little innovation on those guns. You know, somebody would make a copy of it or a clone of it, and it would be less expensive or more apparent, you know, more available or whatever it was. And the 1911, of course, it was cloned. So it was cloned due to combat. It was
right.
Everybody had to make one so they would have enough. Colts couldn't do it. With these polymer guns, some of these kids that know how to print can write their own rules as to the, as you were just saying, write their own rules as to designing the gun. But then the problem becomes, is it going to work?
And well, that's why Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I haven't heard of anybody blowing a gun up yet that they printed.
Right, right. But now, remember, the pressure-containing parts, okay, the slide has to stay on the gun. That's right. Really important. But that's a set of metal rails and a slide lockup lever. That's easy. Those parts stay metal. In fact, I haven't seen, although there are people that do, the upper, I've all seen them all metal, although I think there's some aluminum uppers out there. Again, probably riding on either a steel or titanium set of lugs that are bonded into the lower chassis. But the fact that these guys can do anything they want with the lower, which is where you and I touch the gun. So the variation is in the shooter. Okay, what I would love is someday, hold your two hands up. Guy takes some pictures of it, goes, okay, I've got a 3D model of your hand. This is what I think I'd like to do with you. It'd be like getting custom shoes made only for shooters.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. That would be the case.
Yeah. Wow. What an amazing time to live.
It is. It is a wonderful time to be a gun buyer, except that we live in Joe Biden's America.
Hopefully we're going to fix him in the next election and then replace him the one after that.
Well, that would all be good. We gotta help the low info voter along.
There you go.
But coming up on the next break, tell everybody how to find Rob Morse.
Each week, I do the long form podcast. That's the Polite Society podcast, runs 90 minutes. I'm a co-host. SAF owns it. Paul Lathrop produces it. I host and produce the Self-Defense Gun Stories, 20-minute snack food. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. There are about 1,900 articles for you to peruse. From there, my writing is often picked up at Ammoland, and I get to write the weekly Armed Citizens column that's unique to Ammoland.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is unveiling new tough gun policies. In remarks at the White House, Biden is announcing steps to curb so-called ghost guns, which are untraceable.
We're going after rogue gun dealers. The last time we had data on this was more than 20 years ago. 5% of gun dealers sold 90% of illegal guns found at crime scenes. 5% sold 90%. These merchants of death are breaking the law for profit.
UNICEF says nearly two-thirds of Ukrainian children have been displaced since the start of the Russian invasion. An official says the situation is dire for those in cities like Mariupol, where kids have gone weeks without running water and working sanitation. The agency warning of the long-term effects on those kids' lives, education, and well-being. This is USA Radio News. Russia says there will be no ceasefire in Ukraine during peace talks. This as Russian officials say the peace talks with Ukraine aren't moving at the speed which they would like them to. Russia also accusing the West of trying to derail negotiations by raising war crime allegations against them, which they deny. This as Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says Russia's invasion isn't going according to plan.
I don't think Mr. Putin needs many signs that it hasn't been going well for him in Ukraine. I mean, here we are, day 46, and again, you know, he failed to achieve so many of his geographic and strategic objectives.
Opening statements are underway as Florida sues Walgreens over the sale of Distribute. Florida AG Ashley Moody is in court with a team of lawyers to argue what she calls a strong case against the Illinois-based company. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Are you going to train any this year? You going to any class?
Ooh, I was thinking of going and seeing a local friend of mine, Ben Branham, in Houston. Well,
okay.
San Antonio, depends on where he's teaching. Yeah. Yep. There are so many great instructors, it'd be a shame to let them escape, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you've been to enough classes. Now, you've been to enough classes to where you will, you're not going to be swayed by somebody out there trying to throw out something bogus. Plus, you don't go to bogus instructors for the most part, or at least you've never told me about it if you have.
Right.
Have you noticed some of the things popping up on the web as that people point out, like, what was that guy's name? The Voda instructor. He was a fun guy and everything else. And some of the things that I'm seeing that some of these crazy instructors are doing, I saw a news article the other day where two teenagers accidentally killed another teenager because they were shooting it. They were taking turns being shot at in the bullet resistant vest.
That's a really bad idea.
Well, I mean, I see these videos that are on YouTube where, what was it, Larry Vickers, he went to Russia. And they trained wearing body armor and shooting each other in the body armor.
No. I'm not going to play.
Yeah. And I was watching this, I was like, I don't know how good of an idea this is to have out there. I've seen more than one video of people trying to put on a vest and say, shoot me in the vest, I want to see if it works. And then they shoot a little high, a little low, and they miss the plate altogether.
It's just such an insanely bad idea. Don't do
it. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, wasn't there this classic, this guy asked his girlfriend to shoot him in the vest, and she killed him. And
well,
I wasn't sure whether it was
a book. They were using a book.
God. What? No, don't do it. Now, okay. We have to mention this because I'm squeezing this in on edgeways, Bill.
Sure.
Chicago is the political heart of Illinois. Downstate thinks it's quite a corrupt heart, but and Illinois is given an A rating by anti-gun groups, yet, there were 6 people murdered this weekend in Chicago, an additional 21 wounded. I wanted to save this for you just to see how up on things you are. Go ahead, guess. How many police officers are assigned to Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot's security detail?
Isn't it, let's see, she's got like 15. They're like trotting around after her everywhere they go, but part of Unit 544, isn't it nearly 100?
Oh, man, I thought I had you there. Good. It's hard to fool a professional. 91 is the current total.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's, that's a shift, isn't it? 91 would be a shift.
Uh-huh.
In certain precincts, I would think. Bloomberg thought he was bigger than the average bear, too.
Right.
So.
But when I hear government officials say, gosh, we can't help you, priorities, we're busy and all, and I go, yeah, 91 people are working for Lori to keep Lori Lightfoot, to keep the people far enough away from Lori Lightfoot that she feels safe. I wonder what the little people are doing in Chicago this weekend. Yeah, just like Mayor Mike.
Were you listening to the news in the break there when we got to hear the oratory of the great Joe Biden talking about the 5%?
Right.
So, what do you think of that statement? Where do you want to punch the first hole in that statement?
Well, there are, if that's a little bit like saying, do you know that of the firearms used, 5% of the dealers commit, sell the. If you look at the distributors, for example, they handle massive amounts of guns. Most FFLs, firearms deal, federal firearms licensees,
right,
are still, by number, mom and pop operations. They turn over a handful of guns. And then you get these huge chains that operate under one FFL, and they are literally getting firearms, not quite railroad car quantities, but close, thousands of firearms. So, of course, they will have more firearms used in crime. What, again, Joe Biden didn't tell you is the time between a firearm is purchased and then turned over to a criminal is actually fairly long. Most firearms aren't taken through straw purchases. Some are, absolutely. Most are stolen firearms, and it takes them over a decade to be recovered.
Well, I mean, but here's the thing. Wasn't that when you get out there and say, all of these guns are coming from 5% of the dealers? Well, if they're
right,
FFL dealers, does this mean that the ATF is completely inept at their job?
Or did Joe just say, by the way, the background checks don't work? Sweet, Joe, we can
something.
Get rid of those.
And the other thing that he's not pointing out, though, is that, despite all of these gun control rules that they have in New York, where that's the, I believe this is the impetus on the ghost guns thing. He thinks the Obama-Biden mindset is when you think you have the wind at your back, you make your move.
Right.
How are you going to stop that? You don't need a poly-80 to build a gun. A criminal is not out there saying, I really want to do all of my robberies with a Walther. Because those are the coolest guns. They just want a gun that's going to launch bullets.
Right.
They don't care. Yeah, I mean, they're not out there looking for the best holster to carry it. They're looking for the easiest gun to hide. And they don't care what, it could be a revolver, it could be a semi-automatic, they don't really have a preference one way or the other.
Right.
And the idea that there is a prevalence of poly-80s out there, I mean, okay.
Ooh. Bill.
It's not poly-80s, it's a lot of other things besides that. But yes, you were about to say yes.
You just, thank you for stimulating an article.
Sure, sure.
Because remember, in the exaggerated number, 20,000 firearms without serial numbers.
Yeah.
There are, what, 6 decades of semi-automatic firearms that were produced when no serial number was required.
Yeah.
So if one of them is picked up by the ATF, are they calling it a ghost gun? Meaning the criminal doesn't even have to try and pound out the serial number. There isn't one. We didn't require serial numbers till 1968.
Yeah. The other thing, and I think this should be a requirement, although I know that the left won't do this, but they should have to show me the guns. Show me the evidence. You know, anytime they want to do something about assault weapons or something, they get all the assault weapons and bring them up there to Washington, D.C. where they're illegal. And they set up a little static display and talk about them and all this other stuff. But I want to see the serial numberless guns. But we can continue this conversation in the next segment.
My.
Because this is flying by, isn't it?
It is.
If you would, tell everybody how to find you, please.
Each week, I co-host the Polite Society podcast, and I host my own self-defense gun stories podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up at Ammoland, and I get to write the weekly Armed Citizens column for them. Some of that material I pull here, but the original's always available for you 24/7.
Outstanding. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. Let's see if I can get that angle right there. We're talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. Trying to get that mic angle right so I can be back off of it a little bit. Maybe just that kind of thing. You know, you do it. You know what I'm talking about.
Are you doing videos onto what, YouTube, and is it GunStreamer or?
I have some on YouTube and GunStreamer. Well, I mean, all of mine are on YouTube, and I started putting them on GunStreamer.
Okay.
GunStreamer is not quite the powerhouse I think it could be, but it doesn't do too bad.
Okay. Still back to the Biden administration throwing up a bunch of mush words, trolling the low information voter. He never told us that most violent crime, not just crime, the violent crime, isn't committed with a firearm at all. 85%.
Yeah.
It doesn't involve a firearm. So if we, quote, eliminated all gun crime, big joke. Great, Joe. You're going to ignore the other 85%? So I think this is playing to the headlines, the violent crime that makes the headlines, rather than to the bulk of crime that victimizes most citizens. What, again, now, did he not know that? Did somebody tell him he forgot? I think he's just reading the teleprompter. It could have been a recipe. Again, what he didn't say, and I know they didn't tell him, is that most criminal murders, you know, not a crime of passion, are committed by drug gangs. And that's not a bunch of guys on the corner, you know, stealing hubcaps. They move millions of illegal immigrants a year across our border. They sell billions of dollars of drugs all around the United States each year. The drug trafficking organizations have their own privately made, commissioned, and operated submarines that they use to move drugs.
Yep.
And if you can do that, you can move a few ounces of steel, plastic, and lead anywhere you want them. And, or if I, given that fact, I want to watch the politicians say, yeah, but this law might help a little, and he's wrong. He's wrong. It's not that this wouldn't help perhaps a little. It's that most of the impact of these gun prohibitions will fall on legal gun owners.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you an example of what you're talking about. Right?
Please. So,
in New York City, where this latest ghost gun thing that they think they can ride that surfboard now. Let's see. What was the time frame this happened in? This happened back in February of this year. young lady, 35-year-old Asian woman named Christina Unilee, who worked, she was a creative director at a e-commerce site or some sort of website or something, living in New York. So right away, she lives in New York, which is a state where they have bail reform.
Right.
Very, very anti-gun. And they have a, you know, they have a DA in Manhattan, in New York City, who's very soft on crime. Yep. So enter Asamad Nash, 25 years old, who shouldn't have been on the street at the time. And Asamad was just looking around for something to do, and he saw Christina Unilee walking to her house, and he walked in behind her and forced his way in. And forced her into a bathtub where he stabbed her to death 40 times.
Wow.
And she, you know, they had all of the passive safeguards you can have. A passive safeguard is like a double bolt on your door locks, and you know, you got to have this, you got to have that, all these other things. She had all of that, and but still, she was murdered.
Right.
And she was in you know, that point where all of these things lead and meet. All of these little factors like bail reform and being soft on crime and anti-gun and all these guys that shouldn't be out on the street, and she was there at that intersection and she got killed, and nobody's talking about her. Nobody's talking about her because she wasn't killed with a gun. But this is where
what she desperately needed to defend herself.
Oh yeah, yeah. It would have been very. I don't know where she would have fallen on this, how she would have felt about it. She was 35 years old. She probably would not have been too wild about having one. But I mean, think about this.
Attacker didn't know that.
No,
there were enough young women like her who were armed, he'd have gone, no, probably not today. So New York outlawed deterrence.
Right.
That's the crime. I understand if you don't want a gun, but disarming your neighbor puts everyone at risk.
Sure. Sure. The anyway.
What?
This is why I know that they're unserious about crime, the Democrats. Because crime is a big, wide swath of things. There is
right.
There is no moral high ground for being murdered by being stabbed 40 times than there is than being shot 5 or 6 times. You're just as dead, and you know, you're just as terrorized in those final moments of your life. Think of that 35-year-old woman. Probably a snowflake, and I use that in the vein of her being an innocent when it comes to violence.
Right.
Spinning her.
And the guy wanted to kill her. He's wounded her. She's in the tub. He can take any of her stuff he wants.
Yeah.
No, he was there for the pleasure of murdering her.
Yeah. So.
And that's the guy they let back on the street.
Yep. Asamad Nash. So in the meantime, you don't hear him talking about Asamad Nash, but he is talking about to rein in the ghost guns. And, I mean, good luck with that one, pal.
He needs a distraction so that they won't talk about this poor woman. The great news is, Bill, remember, what in the last 2 years, 5% of adults have bought a gun. They now think like gun owners. They think about gun control like gun owners. I think he's chasing a falling curve. He has to use the media gun control industry while it's still got any credibility, or he's just going to get run over.
Plus, he thought he was going to get like a. He thought the thing in the Supreme Court when they replaced the leftist with the leftist. Now they've got 3 female leftists.
Yeah.
In the Supreme Court, put there by Obama and Biden.
Right.
And they still are only 3.
That's
and the more they lurch left, those 3, Hopefully the conservatives sit back and just go, no, I don't want to be like you. Thanks very much. But I think he thought that was going to be a big win for him, and it didn't turn out to be that big of a win. So now he's got to make another splash. And, you know, they can make all the rules they want. They're going to get dragged into court. Polyady's not just going to go down without a fight. I mean, look for the Second Amendment Foundation to roll in there, the Firearms Policy Council. Everybody's got money to put into legal fights. They're going to be putting money in legal fights and taking them to court.
Congressman Massey has already started that. He said, you don't make law.
Yep.
This way exceeds any authorization. I learned how to talk, Bill. Authorization we gave the ATF. So, yeah, there will be lawsuits starting in 3, 2, 1, go.
Well, you know, the thing I don't understand, though, is when he was saying that, and I said the thing about, doesn't that indicate the ATF is sort of inept at their job? Massey should be getting out there saying, hey, look, if they're letting 5% of these guys go and do all this stuff, they obviously need to be done away with. We could do just as well without them.
Exactly.
We're about to run out of time.
I like the way you think.
Yeah. I'm a little over the edge, I know, a little over the top. Thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
My pleasure, Bill. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, it's going to be Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. We're going to talk about the latest, which we're going to look at both the NSSF and what they're saying about this guy Dettelbach and about Machine Gun Joe. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.